Blog Talk Radio.
Something
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is Throwback Thursday night. I am your host, Don Fleming. I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul music from the songstress herself, the lovely Miss Anita Baker. Will You Be Mine from 1983, man. We got music on the way. Got some RJ Latest Arrival on the way. Got some Mary Jane Girls and some classic disco from the group GQ, man. So hang out with me for the next 2 hours. I'm going to be jamming with you, man. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night because of the time change. You know, I think the spring forward. Actually, it gets dark around 8:30. So the sun is still out. It's hard to say, you know, 8 o'clock in the evening, Eastern Standard Time, when the sun is still out. But it's all good, though. I just want to thank you guys for hanging out with me. Make sure you tell a friend if they're on Facebook. Even though I'm not on Facebook, I've been suspended. But anyway, go on Facebook, like the page, Solar Records Radio, tell a friend to like the page, tell their friend to like the page, and so on and so on. It is all good. Also want to remind you, you can go to solarrecordsradio.com or WardellPotts.com if you want to get some cool merchandise, Solar Records Radio hat, Solar Records Radio mug, and mask, because again, still in the pandemic, so make sure you stay healthy out there. And also, if you want to donate to the show, you can donate to the show. And also, we want to direct you also to the Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio. Again, thank you so much. It's all but one big word, by the way. So thank you guys for contributing and donating to the show and keep us doing what we do. I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But let's go ahead and start this show off right. Give you a classic from 1994, produced by Mr. Chucky Booker, friend of the show. Of course, this is the lovely Miss Angela Winbush. Treat you right. Keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio.
I didn't watch the clock.
That is classic song from the Ritchie family from 1982. The name of the song is called I'll Do My Best. I love that, love that, love that. Of course, let's go back. What I just played, of course, I'll Do My Best by the Ritchie family. Before that, giving you a little disco funk from the group GQ from 1979, straight out of the Bronx, New York. Of course, GQ stands for Good Quality. Name of the song is called Disco Nights. It started off the block with the lovely Miss Angela Winbush, Treat You Right, produced by show favorite, Mr. Chucky Booker. And, man, I have my partner here. He's hanging out with me, Mr. Wardell Potts Jr. What's up, man?
It feels so good not to have the pressure of having to be the host. I like it. I'm just sitting here listening to you all relaxed. It's a good feeling. How are you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Heck of a show earlier today, man. Of course, you guys check out the playback. If you didn't catch him live, I call him Wardell's Afternoon Drive, a Throwback Thursday. Of course, check him out every Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Talk a little bit about the show. You had like a little topic earlier, man. Can you elaborate on it a little bit for all my listeners?
Well, it was really about grief, you know, and having closure in situations. And there's so many different situations that cause us grief, and situations where we would like to have closure, and sometimes we don't get it. And so, so how do you deal with that? And so what we were talking about, one of the things that we talked about was in relationships where, you know, you may have a partner and they say, well, hey, check it out. I need a break. I need a break. And it's just random for you. And you know, what do you mean you need a break? And they just like don't want the relationship anymore. And they just kind of moving on. And you're like, what the, you know, this is like wrong. And so your brain naturally starts to make sense out of what's happening, and it can't make any sense. It's like, what? I don't understand. And so what you're doing is looking for, you want closure. You want this person to explain. Can you help me understand, like, what happened? What did I do? Or, you know, what did we do wrong? Like, why is this, why are you abruptly ending our relationship like this? Or whatever. It could have been a while going to this place. But what happens is that the biggest problem that we find ourselves in is that we want that same person that caused the pain to help us with closure. And that is the wrong, that is the wrong way to approach this thing, because you are the person that can give yourself closure. Don't depend on someone who just hurts you out of nowhere to give you closure. But that's where we always run to. We keep calling them. We text them. We watch them on social media. What are you doing? What's going on? Why are you acting like this? Trying to see what's going on. And your brain is doing what it naturally should do, right? It should.
Right.
It's trying to figure this mess out. And it's doing that. But what you have to discover at some point is that you are your best friend. You will always be there for you. And you should not trust a person that just hurt you to be the person that will heal you. It's not going to happen. You need to learn to trust yourself and heal yourself. And you do that by starting to, you know, like, first of all, take deep breaths, right? You know, like, hold on, let me get myself together here. And then you need to think about things like good things, like what are you grateful for? What is it that blesses you? So, for instance, if you can think of five good things in the morning when you get, like, five good things, instead of thinking about that person and how hurt you are, think about five good things, like, I am so grateful that I have a family that cares about me, right? I am so grateful that I am still here, that I woke up today. I know people that have left this place. You know, I am grateful that I'm not sitting in a hospital dying from some kind of disease, you know, and had no one there to pray for me. I'm so grateful that I'm good, you know. And then, so when you think about these, and you think, you know, about five things, maybe one more, right? And you think about these things, what happens is gratitude helps you to grow. And with gratitude, you start to appreciate. And gratitude also makes you feel good. And when you feel good, then you do better. You're not so caught up in the grieving process. So if you could do that, you know, and just take care of yourself and start to learn to love yourself and trust yourself and believe in yourself, you won't have to believe in someone who hurts you over and over. You see what I'm saying? So that's what it was about, is just getting better, you know, and not allowing this grievance to take you into a depression, you know, because that's where it will take you if you don't start to figure out how to heal yourself. You got to remember this, that person was not born with you. That person is not connected, not stuck to you, okay? That person
is,
you know what I'm saying? You can move forward. And know that you can move forward, you know, and just think, you may have a person out there that's a confidant, like a really good friend, somebody who loves you despite what you've done wrong, despite who you are. They just love you because of who you are. They don't love you because you are a DJ or a singer or, you know, a songwriter or a doctor or a lawyer, but they just love you because you are you. Even if you were someone that would hurt someone, you know, they still there loving you and say, I don't know how you did that, but I'm going to pray for you because I love you. You know, we got to be grateful for people like that. Those are the people that you want to go to when you're in that kind of situation and talk to them and explain your situation so you can get better. So that's what we talked about.
Man, you are, that's what I'm talking about. I love the insight on it. You never know who needed to hear that. You just dropped a bomb on us. You really did, man. You know, speaking of dropping the bomb, I'm in your stash right now. Let's take you back and give you some classic Gap Band. It's called You Dropped the Bomb on Me. What Wardell just did. You guys keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
Hola.
You bring it down to change my world. You were the girl for me. You lift the fuse, I stand with you. You were the first for me. But you turn me up.
You dropped the bomb on me, baby. You dropped the bomb on me.
But you turn me up.
You dropped the bomb on me.
listening to Solar Records Radio, man. I had to hook that up. That is a classic, one of my favorites from 1988. That was music from RJ's latest arrival. Before that, had to go in Wardell Stash, of course, from 1978, giving you a little Cuban disco funk from the group Foxy. Get Off, that's a roller skating jam and a half right there. And, of course, started off the block, dropping the bomb after Wardell dropped that knowledge. I had to drop the bomb on you. Of course, the Gap Band from 1982. You dropped a bomb on me. I love that. Love that. We got an hour and 14 minutes left of the show. Of course, I am here with my partner, Wardell Pods Jr. Man, I want to slow it down, but man, that block, I had to go in your stash. At least two out of three songs, I had to go in your stash, man. You jammed.
That was funky, man. I loved it. I loved that block. Do it again, bro. That was awesome. Off the hook. Thank you. Make it happen, man. See. How much time we got left? How many more hours you gonna be on?
Yeah, and again, we got an hour and 13 minutes left of the show, so we got plenty of time to jam with the people. So I want to remind you guys on Facebook, make sure you tell a friend, like the page on Solar Records Radio, tell their friend to like the page, tell a friend's friend. You know how I go. And I'm on hiatus right now, so.
Yeah, on hiatus. Yeah.
I'm in Facebook jail, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Times always ain't got the handcuffs on. Lord.
I know, man. Like a criminal.
You know, hey, Don, like a criminal, you know, they give like those sandwiches, man. It's like the bologna and cheese and then the apple.
Oh, there you go.
That's all you get, brother. Oh, that's right. Dessert, get a cookie. What's that cookie? They cook you
and the ice cream. They give you that little cup of ice cream with the wood spoon look like a popsicle stick, but it's just thicker. It's like, how am I gonna eat ice cream with that? Anyway,
and then you got
I ain't gonna say I'm not gonna eat it.
Bubba looking over at you like, hey.
I know.
You got a
pretty mouth. No, I'm joking.
Oh.
I'm joking, guys.
Kimberly.
I'm joking.
I gotta go, Kimberly. Kimberly's gonna put you on.
She always has the spoon. Yeah. She always has the spoon and wanna hit me with it. Bless her heart. I know she's got that motherly instinct, man. Shout out to Kimberly, bro. Shout out to Kimberly. One of our esteemed listeners of the show. Man, talk about this block. We got a block coming up. We're going to slow it down, man. Talk a little bit about the song that you're going to play for us. And actually, you're going to play the next three songs. I'm just putting it out there.
What?
Yeah, what?
Y'all know what that means. Whenever John says that, I just want you to understand, I know what's happening. Okay, but I want y'all
here we go.
He's getting hungry. So he's going to the kitchen. That's what he needs. So, but I have a good time doing this for Don because I go to a whole nother world. And plus, so he said we're going to slow it down. So what that does for me, I love the love zone. So what I want to do is, because tomorrow we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records every Friday, as a matter of fact, on Solar Records Radio, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. And so I'm going to start the love zone block off with a Solar artist, and this is a song that I just discovered from an old Lakeside album that Alibi is the name of the song. You want to tell us a little bit about it, Don? Because Don's known about it because I guess that's this old. He's an old soul, man.
Don't do that to me, man. You guys are legends. Of course, part of the, you know, that whole throwdown brother fraternity. So, you know, I'm just a humble listener and just I study all of these things, man. But you guys are the creators of it. So it was one of my favorite songs from the, if I'm not mistaken, the Untouchables album from 1983. That's the album that they were dressed up like gangsters, and I think Raid was on that album, and Real Love, and shout out to Otis. you know. But that was just a great album, man. And goodness, if I'm not mistaken, the gentleman you had on last week talked about that song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, and as a matter of fact, I got even messages about that interview because it was just so, it was such a great, Benjamin Wright, the composer who composed that so much stuff for so many people. And as I was looking through his discography, I was trying to figure out who he didn't work with. Because that guy works with everybody, you know, and I thought, like, Solar
of artists.
Like, yes, and I was thinking, man, wow, he did all those Solar artists? Wow, man, what that must have been a great thing for him. Please, Solar was just, a little piece of the pie, because he worked with everybody, and it was just amazing. And he had something to do with this song as well. And he's just a great composer, producer, songwriter, musical director, and just an amazing man we had on. He's so humble. And mm-hmm. I even said to him, I said, man, you know, he's like over 10 years older than me. And I was like, how do I call you, sir? What do I call you, Mr.? I was trying to figure out Mr. Wright, or do I call you Mr. Benjamin or just Ben? He says, Wardell, I don't care what you call me, just as long as you call me. I was like, he's such a nice man and so sweet. So anyway, so I'm going to play this song, get this block going so Don can get his grub on.
I've already eaten, brother.
He's already eaten. There you go. He's ahead of the game. All right, guys. So here we go. Check it out with Lakeside. This is Alibi on Solar Records Radio with Don Fleming and Wardell Potts. We'll be right back.
I don't know what I was thinking about.
It's 5 o'clock, I'm just getting home, roaming on my own. What can I tell her that she might understand?
Why does a man so in love spend himself so thin, if he could never win in the
I need an alibi.
Good time, man. Oh man. And so, you know what, Don, I just want to say that I started out that block, you know, with two ballads, and I felt after Aretha Franklin, she said, "I never love a man the way I love you." I was like, you know what, that's it. That's enough of the love song. Let's get back to the groove and the moving. And so I love soul music as well. So anyway, so I just had to pick it back up before I gave it back to you. How was your dinner?
I went down to get some water. I went to the garage and put some more waters in the refrigerator. We got bottled water and whatnot, so I went and put some in the refrigerator and got me a bottle of water and came upstairs. So now, I've already eaten, brother. I've already eaten.
All right, put it down, my brother. Anyway, man, oh, man, you know, Throwback Thursday, there's so, you know, of course there was a bunch of jams and up-tempo stuff, but, man, there's so many amazing ballads, that it just seems like I can't play all the ballads I want to play in one day. It's just so many great songs, you know, and mainly we are in R&B, like soul music, but there's so much other stuff that you and I both like that's outside of this genre. And so, man, oh, man,
right.
I just tell you, great, great music. And so, you know, I you know what I want to hear? This is a song I want to play so bad, I forgot to play it earlier. And that's By the Police.
Knock it out.
But,
No,
because you'll laugh at it, dude. You're going to laugh. I know you, Don. That sometimes I'll play stuff, and it'll be my show. Don that called in, and he's in there, and I'll play it. All of a sudden, he's gone. He hung up the phone.
Oh no!
He didn't.
That's
he
messed
got
up.
Off the mic. He shed the mic down. He's like, "What is that?" Because I'm more poppy than Don is, to be perfectly honest. And that's a good thing. We're different, right, Don?
But it's all good, man. We got about 52 minutes left of the show, so we still got plenty of time, man. So I'm gonna speed it up, and then who knows,
right.
I might give you the next couple of songs in this one. But let's take you back 1983. You guys know what this is. This is music from the Pointer Sisters. Name of the song is called Automatic. Keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday night. Cordell Price Jr., Don Fleming, keep it locked right here.
Look what you're doing to me. I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision and all systems underground. All that can manage from my lips is a scream of eternity. Every word I can from sadness to exhilaration, like a robot at your command. My hands perspire, shake like a leaf up and down, rose my temperature. I summon doctors to get some relief, but they tell me there is no cure. They tell me no way to control it. It's up to the automatic whenever you're around. I'm off the blindfolded, completely automatic. All of my systems are down, 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 down. What you doing to me? I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems run aground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a scream of absurdity. Every word I intended to speak winds up
and everything else.
right. Man, oh, man. You know, I love, love, love that music. It is so uplifting. And Pharrell, man, oh, man, brother, you done well. You done well. Don Fleming's back in the house. What's up, Don?
I'm here, man. I am here. I am here. Got about, what, 39 minutes left to show. So, yeah, it's all good, man. It is all good. Happy by Pharrell.
Absolutely, man. And then, you know, I was just trying to have a good time. And then before that, I had to play my girlfriend. You know, I've been
Pebbles.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Man, oh, man. Pebbles, long time girl. Do you know that she was the manager of
TLC, right?
TLC, yeah. And that turned into a mess, but I never knew that she was the manager. I mean, I knew, I've been knowing now for years, but, you know, but I didn't know that. As a matter of fact, she was more than a manager. They were signed to her. She was the production company. Mm-hmm. And
production,
so,
yeah.
And she had to deal with the record company, which was LaFace Records. And so, but she was dating also L.A. at the time, right?
L.A. Reid.
L.A. Reid. And she's the, you know, the production company on top of it and the manager on top of it, which is a conflict of interest. And so those girls
conflict
were getting beat
interest,
up all over the... Yeah, people were just, you know, I mean, just taking money from those girls. And that's, you know, that's another one of those stories, you know, that there's so many of us get hurt in this business because we don't know any better. We're just chasing, our passion. And we always made it, when you're first getting started, it's always about the music business. But it's never in the beginning about the business of music. It's always the other way. We run with our passion in front of us, and we're blinded because of it, and we don't see what's coming at us. And before you know it, you made the world happy, but you didn't reap the benefits. That's really a sad reality when it kicks in. And so I just tell my young brothers, writers, and, you know, artists that are developing themselves now and working their way to, you know, getting in the business, make sure you make it about the business of music and not the music business. It's got to be the business of music so that it will protect you and take care of you in the future. So, but anyway, long, short story. Whoa, man, oh, man. So, Don, what you got for us?
Well, man, I'm going to go ahead and play if you see the thumbnail on the page, you know, since you put the, since I can't be on Facebook, I can't really comment on Facebook, look at the thumbnail. Of course, the thumbnail has Yarbrough and Peoples on it, so it's only fair to play a Yarbrough and Peoples song, of course, from the Guilty album. Let's take you back 1986, give you a classic. Of course, this is Guilty. Yarbrough and Peoples, keep it locked right here. It's Soul Art Records Radio.
Yeah.
my sugar daddy, baby. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio Throwback Thursday Night on Fleming Wardell Pods. Man, I had to hook that up, man. Talk a little bit about that song, man, who I just played.
Yeah, that was my group Dynasty, Groove Control. And it was the first album that I recorded with Dynasty on. And that was our first album. And it was very interesting when I'm listening to it, and I was just listening to it right now, thinking of the things I could have did, I could have played, and, you know, but it was, you know, development, right? We were just growing into it, and it just, you know, I love it. Thank you for playing. I think it's a nice song, very nice song.
Man, that's a jam. Was that the album where it's like everybody was like rock climbing? Is that album?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And we have a video to that, too. And I actually started the video off with just crashing my cymbals on the drums. And so it's really, and I had on my white suspenders. White suspenders and
right.
No shirt. I thought I was doing gymnastics or something. I don't know. But, yeah, so it was lots of fun.
What was the year?
1980.
1980, all right. Of course, Groove Control. Of course, before that, from 1983, music from the Mary Jane Girls. Shout out to Miss JoJo McDuffie, a friend of the show. Of course, that is Candyman. Of course, that song wasn't about candy that she later revealed to me. But it's about, you know, well, that it's kind of candy, but it's candy for the nose. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Started off the block from 1986, music from Yarbrough and Peoples, Guilty. Of course, Yarbrough and Peoples, on my radio show here in Little Rock, I got a chance to interview them. As a matter of fact, it was a week, if I'm not mistaken, a week after Prince's death. And, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, any Prince memories and things like that. And they would just share you know, a Prince memory of going on tour and this seeing this man at the time, this young man just killed the show, you know, doing what he did, you know, on those instruments. You know, they said Prince played like 23, 24 instruments. Matter of fact, his first two albums, definitely For You and the one with, you know, I Want to Be Your Lover, played all the instruments on those albums. So, man, shout out to Prince on that. And yeah, shout out to Yarbrough and Peoples, man. We got about 15 minutes left of the show, so we're over the hump, just getting over that hump, man. So we got a little bit of time. And you got any words, man, you want to remind people what we got for tomorrow or even tonight?
Well, you know, Goldie Mac, Cosmic Slack Shack, we will be we always, you know, do our best to keep the legacy of Goldie Mac alive. And so we were always a triple threat, and so, you know, we want to keep that legacy alive as well. So so we will be posting one of Goldie's shows for you guys to enjoy, and his really close friends, just to hear his voice and his passion in regards to the music and stuff. So that's always nice. And then and so as far as tomorrow is concerned, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come hang out. You never know who may call in. But if you have any questions or anything, you could, you know, just send your questions to us, and we will do our best to answer your questions in regards to the history of Solar Records. What was the first? Was there something else?
Oh, tomorrow's kicking off the weekend.
Yeah, we kick off the Solar Weekend at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, sir.
And that's what
yes,
I just
sir.
Talked about.
Well,
yeah, celebrating.
Oh, you just did. Yeah, listen. I'm sorry. I'm in my own world. But, yeah, we got 14 minutes left of the show, so I'm going to go ahead and get to some more music before we say our goodbyes. I love this song. I'm a big fan of She was like the diva of divas. Let's take you back to 1979, the lovely Miss Diana Ross. It's my house, and I live here. Keep it locked right here to So Long Records Radio.
The same, dreaming.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, of course, wrapping it up from Portland, Oregon, giving you some classic funk, West Coast funk. Now, Oregon is West Coast, I guess. That's music from Pleasure from 1979, Thoughts of Old Flames. And, of course, started off the block, a little Diana Ross from 1979, It's My House. I love that. I love when she just says that little rant. She's just letting you know it's her house, and she lives there. So, there's no doubt about that. There's no debate, people. No debate. We've got about 4.5 minutes left in the show. It's going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. Wardell, what you think, man?
Yeah, that's a wrap, man. Love it. Enjoyed that's myself. A and wrap. Thanks for letting me hang out with you.
Man, it's all good. I love your taste in music, you know. I pick on you every now and then, but you pick on me, too, so... So there, we both pick on each other. But no, you have great taste, and I love the stuff that you play. I love the block. You took it all the way back to Aretha, and if I'm not mistaken, you took it back to, was it Arthur Conley, if I'm not mistaken? I remember hearing that growing up as a kid. So, yeah. Yeah. So, well, I tell you what, brother, do the honor, Wardell. Do the honor and close out the show for us. Pick out a song. The song is yours. Do your thing, man. Yeah, pick it out. Close us out. I closed you out earlier.
All right, guys. Well, we love you, and we thank you so much for tuning in. Have a blessed rest of this week, and we'll see you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good night, and God bless. See you later, Don.
Good night, guys. All right, see you later.
Later, Gator.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Locked everything will be alright.